feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Murli, 24th October 2013. Today, there is a need for bringing about transformation with the power of your mind and for transforming the attitudes of mind. Like now, there is corruption. And talk about corruption everywhere. This atmosphere has to be transformed with the power of your mind and create zeal and enthusiasm in everyone's mind to have remembrance of God. What is the question of today's Sakar Murli? Which power is needed to create the unlimited kingdom? The new kingdom, the undivided kingdom, is about to get established. And what is the basis of that kingdom? Power of yoga. What is today's slogan? Man, mana, bhav. Those who can control their minds. So Baba is talking about powers. Christians cannot bring transformation, even if they want. Because, what is in the Murli? That is not the law. If you want to bring about transformation of the world, you have to do it with your spiritual powers. And they are the powers of the mind. So what are the ways and means to bring about the transformation of the world? The first is, for transformation, mind power is needed. And for making the mind powerful, you need to do four things. What are those four things? Mind is very restless in its own nature, by its own nature. So if you want to control the mind, the first is understand the mind. For example, there's a small child. He's so restless. If you try to control him, he becomes all the more restless. He wants to pick up everything and open it and see what is there in it. You tell him, don't touch it. He will put all his energy to touch it. If you tell him, don't touch this pen, so he will make it sure that he opens it completely till he spoils all his hand and spoils that pen. So, you have to understand your feelings, your emotions, your mindset, your attitude, your desires. Don't try to suppress. Don't repress them. Just understand and know that it is the natural tendency of the mind to remain restless. It is its nature to inquire, to know. If there is a quarrel happening, it wants to know every detail of it. Who started the quarrel? This is its tendency. If somebody is shouting at somebody, it wants to know why that person is shouting. The full detail of it. So, for mind control, the first thing is, know the natural tendencies of the mind. It is interested in everything for which Baba has said no. Baba said, don't do this, don't do that. So it is always interested in knowing all those things. Lust is poison. You need to sit and convince your mind. Is it so? Why? Lust is snake. If suppose the snakes come here, suddenly what you'll do? You run away. You run away. You do something. Similar manner. Lust is snake. Do you run away? No, you entertain it. You let it allow inside. But when you know it, it is snake. Lust is a bear. What you do if you are walking alone and suddenly a bear comes? You're afraid. You run away. Similar manner. Lust is also an animal. Baba says, have fire, have a torch, and the animals will run away. Vices will run away. But do you think really they are vices or animals or poison? No. The mind has yet not accepted it. The first is, understand what it loves, what it dislikes, what it hates, the arguments. There is a continuous chatter going on. Whatever you are going to do, mind will interfere. Mind meddles. It doesn't love you. You want to remain peaceful, mind will enter. Why you want to become peaceful? I will not allow you to become. You are always restless. How can you be peaceful? It doesn't love. The first thing is, understand the mind. The second step is, befriend the mind. Make friendship with your mind. Don't think of your mind as an enemy. The second step of controlling the mind is to make friendship with it. A small child, always remember that your mind is a small child. Small child is full of energy. You can't suppress a child. You tell him, don't go outside, there is a ghost there. He will make it sure to go and see where is the ghost. You can't fool him all the time. In all places. In all situations. Sometimes you can fool him. In some situations. In some places. At some time. But not all the time in all the situations and all the places. Mind is extremely clever. Cunning. So the second step in controlling the mind is make friendship with the mind. Don't think of it as your enemy. Oh, my mind is so restless. Somebody tells you, go and do 1 hour exercise. Oh, I can't do. My mind, I have never done. So you have created an enmity. Make friendship. Convince it. Convince the mind. Yes, lust is poison. Why are you allowing it? Why you want to drink this poison? In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, God has come to make men and women pure. This is the last birth. So become pure. But have you convinced your mind about purity? No. Go in silence and tell it. These are the advantages of purity. These are the disadvantages of impurity. Brahmacharya is the king of the body. Brahmacharya is the very essence, the very extract, the very power of all inner nutrition. If you dissipate that energy, if you waste the fluid, spiritual progress is not possible. Lord Mahavira, for 42 years, he had the power of Brahmacharya. That's why. The speech is powerful, the body is powerful, the mind is powerful. Body, because purity is immunity. The greatest immunity is purity. Body will remain healthy. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, with the power of yoga, your body remains healthy. And when you know the cycle, what happens? You get wealth. Your speech becomes powerful. Your mind gets concentrated. Extremely powerful. So, the second method is, befriend the mind. Make friendship with your mind. Know it. Have a handshake. Don't order it. Do this, do that. If you tell him not to do this, it will do the same thing. It's like a child. So, friendship. The third thing to control the mind is to redirect its energies. This is one of the best methods. If there is so much tension in the work, in your job, redirect its energy. Where? Running, swimming, exercise, workouts, play, sport, yoga, cycling, all these things. You need to redirect your energy. If you're constantly, the Brahmins are devoid of all these things. That's why they get tired. Go in fresh air and breathe fresh air, pure air. Go on the terrace and spend 2 hours. Rather than staying in the stifled and the stale atmosphere of the room, where the lungs are not getting aerated. Air is more important than food. There is no shortage of food, but definitely shortage of oxygen in the world. That's why people are dying. So the most important thing is air. The second important thing is water. And the third important thing is food. Food comes last. The first is air. So increase the capacity of the lungs. Hutchinson was the first person who termed this capacity as the vital capacity. It is known as vital capacity. So, the third important thing to do with the mind is to redirect its energy somewhere, in some creative task, painting, writing, singing, dancing. Writing, singing, dancing, anything. But redirect the energy. Unless and until you redirect the energy, the mind gets tired. How long you are going to remember, Baba? You can't. You have to redirect your energy to some creative tasks. Then the mind gets freshed, so that you can come back and then become soul conscious again. Easily. Otherwise, it's very difficult. The fourth thing to do with the mind is mindfulness, is to observe the mind. This is known as choiceless observance. Just sit and observe what is happening. Don't try to control it. As if, three examples. You are sitting by the side of the river and the river is flowing. The river is mind, the waves are thoughts. Just sit and see what is happening. Don't try to control any thoughts. Any thoughts, the worst, the impure, the pure. Thoughts are coming, thoughts are going. So, you are just watching, the river is flowing. The river of the mind is flowing, one. Second, you are standing by the side of the road and traffic. People are going, people are coming. Vehicles are coming, vehicles are going. That is your mind and you are just observer. Third, you are a tree and thoughts are birds. Birds come, they alight and they take a flight. They come, they sit, they board and they go away. You are observer. So with or clouds also. You are sky and clouds come and clouds go. Clouds come and clouds go. This is the most powerful exercise of the mind. Watchfulness, mindfulness. You just sit, close the eyes for 10 minutes, set the alarm clock or 15 minutes and watch. As if you are not mind. I am here. Thoughts are here. Emotions are here. Past memories are here. Desires are here. Sanskars are here. There's nothing to do with them. I am no mind. This is the stage of no mind. Manonash. I am different from my thoughts. Thoughts are different. Emotions are different. Sanskars are different. The memories are different. The desires are different. I am not desire. If desire is coming, go and eat something. I am not desire. It will go away. Go and make a phone call somewhere. I am not that desire. If some past memory comes, I am not that memory. Thought comes, I am not thought. I am not emotions. So these are the four methods. The first, understand the mind. What is its nature? What it wants? What are its desire? On the outside, there are talks of purity, but inside, there are sensual desires. Understand it. Yes, it needs all those desires. That's why for brahmacharis, they say, if you can't follow brahmacharya, go and get married. Simple. Brahmacharya cannot be a force. You cannot force upon it upon you. Get married and enjoy worldly life. Best thing. Rather than staying here and playing double-minded game. But remember that. You want wife or husband, but along with wife will come uncle-in-law and sister-in-law and brother-in-law and father-in-law and mother-in-law and a huge bunch of relatives. You never want them. You just want a wife to be a partner. But don't forget, along with her will come a huge gang. So they all will be there. It's not that you alone, just as in the path of bhakti we said to God, oh God, please come, I want you. But when he came, he brought a family. In the similar manner, if you want a wife or you are a husband, you are a Brahma Kumar and you want a Brahma Kumari and you want a husband. Along with that husband will come sister-in-law and mother-in-law and father-in-law and multiple things together. And that will be hell. Then don't say, I was better before. So these are the four methods. First, understand the mind. Second, befriend the mind. Third, redirect the energies of the mind. It's very restless in its nature. And fourth, watchfulness, mindfulness. So these are the four methods to control the mind. So Baba is saying, with the power of mind, bring about transformation. So the first method is mind control. This four things in the mind control. The second method is in bringing about transformation is good wishes and pure feelings. When you have transformation of the mind, seeing your transformation, the world will get transformed. So this is self-transformation to world transformation. That is the first method. With the power of mind, you bring about transformation of the world. The second method is with your good wishes and pure feelings. Persistently have good wishes for everyone. They are opposing to you, criticize you, defame you. Let them do anything. But with your good wishes, one day they will get transformed. The third method is Sakash. Send Sakash to them. Send Sakash to the whole world. The whole world is suffering. The suffering masses. Be an angel. With your angelic presence, send out powers. And the fourth method is Man Mana Bhava. You remember Baba and automatically your remembrance will bring solace, comfort to the world. The fifth method is mental drills, spiritual drills. Keep on practicing spiritual drills throughout the day. The moment you have practiced spiritual drills, you emit vibrations. You do something to the world. So keep on practicing spiritual drill multiple times. Small drills. I am a soul sending vibrations of peace. Or you can create your own drills. Not necessary that the drills you should take ready-made drills. Be creative and take your own, create your own drills. For example, there is a Shanti Stam. You can create your own drill. Divide the mind in four parts, four sections. So when you stand near Shanti Stam, feel that the power of Shanti is filling the lowest portion of the mind, peace. Then go on the other side. Gyan is filling the next portion. Power is filling the third portion and purity is filling the fourth portion. So these are the four portions. I have, this is a box. My mind is a box with four chambers. So when I go, the first chamber I fill with Gyan, peace, then Gyan, then power, then purity. So you have created a new drill. Or your body you can divide into four chambers. When you stand in front of Shanti Stam, Shanti is filling the legs. Gyan is filling your abdomen. You're full now. Power is filling your heart and purity is filling your mind. So you have divided your body in four parts. So you create any drill whichever you want. So these are the methods by which you bring about transformation. Power of the mind leads to transformation. And again, the Murli which we are going to revise today in Hindi, Baba has talked about three languages. What are those languages? The language of thought, which is the fastest, purest language in the world. The language of feelings. The language of thoughts, the language of feelings and language of eyes. Eyes, language of eyes will be revealed in the form of signals. Language of feelings on your face, language of thoughts, which is the powerest language. But for this language, you need a very clear mind, clean line. And that will happen. The clean line will happen with what? By filling your mind with thoughts of Father, knowledge and service. So these are the powerful methods of serving the world. Those language of words will not work now. It is the language of thoughts. It is the language of feelings, bhavana. It is the language of eyes. These languages will work and the world will get transformed. These are the languages of spiritual yogi life. These are the language of spiritual yogi life. So these are powerful languages. So use these languages to transform the world. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Today, there is a need for bringing about transformation with the power of your mind and for transforming the attitudes of minds. Like now, there is corruption and talk about corruption everywhere. This atmosphere has to be transformed with the power of your mind and create zeal and enthusiasm in everyone's mind to have remembrance of God. Achha, Avyakta Murli, 24th October 2013. Om Shanti.